And we delivered 11,000 petitions to the governor, Rick Scott. So,
where? You said there was 11,000 petitions?
Yes, ma'am.
You've been busy.
Yeah. Ingrid Gomez is outside Governor Rick Scott's office hoping she and a group of women armed with baby strollers and about 11,000 petitions could convince Scott to veto a particular preemption bill. It's a measure that seeks to prevent local governments from passing their own ordinances that mandate companies provide certain benefits to their employees, like paid sick leave. And Denise Diaz, a mother of two from Orange County, says, that's unfair.
You know, really, a mother like me should not have to make a choice around whether or not to care for my children when they are sick and family members, or losing a day's pay of work. And so this is why we are urging Governor Scott to really speak up for moms like me all over the state and veto HB 655.
The measure is sponsored by Republicans Representative Steve Precourt and Senator David Simmons. Simmons, during this past session, argued the bill is necessary to create one uniform standard across the state.
This is critical for the economic integrity of this state. We cannot have a patchwork of local governments trying to impose upon private employers a set of requirements for employee benefits. You have a local government impose upon you the obligation to provide certain benefits, and then you've got a competitor in the next county who doesn't have that obligation. You're at a competitive disadvantage.
So we don't think it's actually a patchwork quilt. We think that's an argument that's made up to push back against this, and that large corporations can actually deal with this.
That's Stephanie Porte. She's with Organize Now, a group that helped lead the effort to put earned sick time on the ballot in Orange County. But the vote on whether to allow mandatory sick leave time in that area was postponed by county commissioners. In a move bill opponents believe paved the way for the state to draft the bill. Proponents of the state measure include Walt Disney World and the Florida Chamber of Commerce. Meanwhile, while the bill passed the state legislature this session, it has not yet been sent to the governor. Scott hasn't shown any indication of whether he intends to sign or veto the legislation. He could also let the measure become law without a signature. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.